Good evening. It's a real pleasure to be here. When did you start up after Pesach? How long
Monday.
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 Okay. So welcome back to everybody, anyone who was in Chutz La'aretz. And I say that specifically, obviously, it's starting up again. So welcome back to everyone. I can't really say welcome because I'm as a guest, but so I say the welcome as an Israeli, just being here in Israel and entering now the very special days. I overheard Rav Goldsmith was speaking about Yom HaZikaron. We have some big days ahead of us. Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaAtzmaut, and then Yom Yerushalayim, the very big days of ER. I want to speak a little bit about that from a conceptual level. We left the month of Nisan, we left Mitzrayim. We experienced the Geula from Mitzrayim. We tapped in to that experience, the national experience, where Am Yisrael, our birth, the Leida, Yom Huledet Otach, as the Navi Yechezkel says, the birth of Am Yisrael in leaving Mitzrayim. And now we're on a path towards Kabbalat HaTorah, towards Shavuot. In these days of Omer, of counting down, what do we think of? When you hear Omer, Svirat Omer, what comes to mind? Lag Omer, what else? What? Just a word, free, be honest, free association. When you hear Sfira, what do you think of? Counting?
No haircuts.
No haircuts?
Korban Omer.
Korban Omer. What else comes to mind?
Shavuot.
What? What did you say? You said something. What?
Matan
Torah. Sfira to Omer. What else comes to mind? Sfira. What?
Rabbi Akiva.
What about Rabbi Akiva? The student dying. Okay, what else? Sfira?
Counting.
Okay, very often, so we have a mix here. And those really, there are two sides to these days. On one hand, we're counting the side of excitement towards Shavuot, towards Kabbalat HaTorah. The other side is, let's say, that's the light side, the positive side. The other side is the dark side. The dark side of no haircuts, of mourning, of not listening to not listening to happy music, a kind of avilut. So we have the two opposites here. On one hand, it's a time which the Raman refers to it as a kind of a cholamoy between the first days of Yantif of Pesach and the end of. I heard a teaching once from Rav Turetsky, a great teaching that I. A Purim teaching that for those of us who connect very much to Purim ideas, a beautiful Purim teaching that I heard from Rav Turetsky, that those of you who know Rav Turetsky well know that he's very much in touch, one of the holy people connected very much to the holiness of Purim. So I heard of a very right? So in a very deep, in the deepest way. So Rav Turetsky once said that there are 2 days Purim here in Eretz Yisrael, right? But it's not just 2 days. It's really that the Purim of Yerushalayim is the first day Purim. Purim Yerushalayim, how could it have to be the first? It's the first day Purim. And then there's the last day Purim, 364 days later, is the last day Purim. And all year is Chol HaMoed Purim. So he's saying, next time see you, after Rafi, wish him a good moed, Purim for Chol HaMoed Purim. But the Ramban speaks about that idea of Chol HaMoed for the days of Sfira, that Pesach is the first days of Yontif. The end is the last days. The last day of Yontif is Shavuos, receiving the Torah. And the days of Omer are days of Chol HaMoed, as we go towards, it's a Yontif, we're going to left Mitzrayim, and we're going towards Maim and Arsinai towards the symbolism of Am Yisrael and Hashem as a chatan v'kala, tachat achupa, the state of shlemut, of everything being great and perfect when we're Am Yisrael is mekabel Torah. Sadly enough, and that's not the real full natural state. Sadly enough, there was a distortion. Talmidei Rabbi Akiva weren't in touch with Torah the way they should have been, and especially the way they Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, should have been, with Rabbi Akiva teaching, giving over the greatness of every single aspect of the Torah, Doresh, even the crowns, the keter of the letters of the Aleph to learn out, Tilei Tilim Shel Halachot, the tremendous depth of understanding of Torah of Rabbi Akiva, they missed something there, and something was distorted to the point that they were learning great, but Lo Nahagu Kavod Zeh Lezeh. So that brought about the distortion that we can hear in Sfirat Omer, we think of the dark side, but in reality, in Bezat Hashem, Halavai, we should see in the time of Geula, there will be a fixing. We'll go back to the days of Moed, of Chol HaMoed, of Sfira. And in the heart of Sfira, we have the month of Iyar. Because the process starts with Pesach in the middle of Nisan, and it finishes in Sivan with the Chag of Shavuot. And the month of Iyar is the only month which is completely part of this counting of going towards greatness process. And that's the idea that, you know, there's a famous idea. The source is actually in the Sefer. I'm not a Kabbalist. I don't understand anything about Kabbalah, but there are tidbits we can hear here and there and understand a little bit. So there's an idea which we can understand a little bit in Kabbalah. It's actually the sources in Sefer Yetzirah, that the 12 months of the year are parallel to 12 letters. You know, the 12 is a big number. The 12 Shvatim, and each month also is parallel to a different Shevet. The Sefer Yetzirah speaks about 12 different parts of the body as well that are parallel, correspond to these 12 as well. In any case, each month is connected to a different letter of the alphabet. But you last, there are 22 letters of the alphabet. So you take off, there are 10 letters that are dropped from this list because there are one group of the 7 letters, Beged Kaperet, that get a dagesh, and 3 letters that are called 3 primary letters, Aleph, Mem, and Shin, for the main 3 ingredients in this world, air, water, and fire, Avir, Mayim and Ish. The Shin is the Shin of the Ish. Without getting into the reason for that right now. Those 3 letters, though, Avir. Those are the 3 primary letters of 3 ingredients of the world: Avir, Mayim and Ish, Aleph, Mem and Shin. So we taking off those 3 letters, Aleph, Mem and Shin, and taking off the letters Beged Kaperet. Those 7 letters, we're left with 12 letters. In the order of the alphabet, you match up then, we took off the aleph already, aleph, of aleph, and shem, we take off the bet, beget, kaperet, take off gimel there, and dalet as well. So hey is the first letter, hey, parallel to the first month, the month of Nisan, hachodesh ha-zalachem, the hey. Mentioning this for the vav. The next is vav. The month of Iyar is the month of vav, parallel to the letter vav. And what do you think of? Let's go again into the free association. What comes to mind when you think of the letter vav?
Straight line.
Well, now we're connected to a specific month, but just, let's say any kind of a line was mentioned, things that you think of, in terms of the letter vav and how the letter vav functions, connecting, right? And vav is known as the vav hachibur. The vav is the vav that connect. This, this, and connecting. And one, maybe the headquarters of connecting is here in this context of connecting, the connector, like connecting between our birth, the Geula leaving Mitzrayim, and going towards Shlachet Ami via Avduni, towards Matan Torah, towards our purpose, towards Kabbalat Torah, of what we're expected, the message that Am Yisrael is meant to bring to the world. So Iyar is about connecting, and the Sfira is we're counting a process, we're building up, we're going towards. Having said that, to go to. You're wondering if we gave out a sheet, what did we give out a sheet for? So let's get to the sheet a little bit. But before we get to the sheet, does somebody have a sitter I can borrow for a minute? Thank you. And I think we're all familiar. I to have the words in front of me tomorrow night and every Friday night. The theme song that has been adapted by the Jewish people for being Mikabel Shabbat, the Shabbos theme song, is the Chadodi. The Chadodi, written by Rav Shlomo Alkovitz in Tzfat. You have a Shabbaton? There is a Shabbaton Tzfat? There was? There will be?
There is.
What?
In 2 weeks.
Enjoy. I think we're there in 3 weeks. I didn't check with you beforehand. I'm not sure everything. Three or four. Okay. So in the theme song, Rav Shlomo Alkovitz went out to the hills. There was no this was the beginning of Kabbalat Shabbat. The minhag. It's a minhag that was accepted by all of Klal Yisrael of Kabbalat Shabbat, of saying it started then. And if you look though carefully at the lyrics of this theme song of Kabbalat Shabbat, you notice something a little bit funny. What is that? How much of it really connects to Shabbos? It starts off, okay, Shamar v'zachar v'dibur achar, it starts off with Shabbat. Likrat Shabbat l'chu v'nacha, okay, great. And that's it. From here, Mikdash melech ir melucha, kumi tzei mitoch ha'afecha, get out of the, you're talking to Yerushalayim, stand up, get out of the of rolling in the dust, and you out of the tough times, enough in the valley of tears. Rav lach shevet beimek abacha, v'hu yachmal alai chamla, hidnari meyofar kumi. Get up, lifshim, put on the beautiful clothing, because it's geula time. Karva el nafshi ge'ala, hitorri, hitorri, lo tevoshi v'lo tikomi, v'ayu lefshisa. And at the, okay, so finally at the end we're going back. Boi b'shalom atad balag. I'm simchot zolat achamri. I'm sigla. Boi chala. At the end we come back to Shabbos. But the core here, the bulk of the song, is about geula. It's not about Shabbat. What's going on? Thank you. So a way of understanding it is let's start off with a halacha. Regard a halacha brought down by the Rambam in Hilchot Shabbat. We're focusing on the second halacha, but we'll read the first as an introduction. The Rambam tells us, Arba'a dvarim nemru b'Shabbat. There are four things about Shabbat. Shnayim min ha-Torah, v'shnayim min divrei sofrim. Two d'oraita and two from divrei sofrim. What are the first two from the Torah? Shabbat Torah zachor v'shamor v'shinit parshu al yedei anevim kavod v'onim. So on a d'oraita level, on a mina Torah, zachor v'shamor. We learn from here the positive the mitzvot asay zachor. And Shamar, the Gemara learns the mitzvot lo taseh of Shabbat are from Shamar, and on a from Divrei Sofrim, Kavod and Oneg. There's an idea of Kavod Shabbos, and there's an idea of Oneg, of La'aneg et Shabbat. What is Kavod? Halacha bet. Ezehu Kavod. How do we fulfill this mitzvah of being Mechabed et Shabbat? Ezehu Kavod. זה שאמרו חכמים שמצווה על אדם לרחוץ פניו, ידיו ורגליו בחמין בערב שבת. The mitzvah of bathing ourselves in warm water מפני כבוד השבת. So here we have a halacha in הלכות שבת, that's before Shabbat. ומתעטף בציצית, putting on a talit or putting on nice clothing without getting into today's news too much. V'yoshev b'kovod rosh, v'yoshev b'kovod rosh, miyachel lahakpalat pnei haShabbat, kmo shehu yotzei likrat haMelech. Putting on nice clothing, to go out and greet the Shabbat as if we're going out to greet a king. V'chachamim arishonim hayu mikabtsin talmideyan be'erev Shabbat u'mitatfin v'omrim bo'u v'neitze likrat Shabbat HaMelech. We see from here, as we said, a halach in Hilchot Shabbat before Shabbat. In other words, we find, and this is what the Rambam is saying, is that the core, the root of Kavod Shabbat is anticipation. Excitement. Looking toward, looking forward. Ad kedekach, there's that it's given this concept, this feeling of excitement is given halachic expression. Are the world of halacha is action defined, relating to the fact that we live in an action defined world. We live in what's called Olam Ha'asiya. There are many different, we believe Be'emunah Shlema, that there are different dimensions to the world, and the neshama continues to exist, and there is a spiritual reality that we don't understand because of the fact that we live in the physical world. We know the world that we live in, and the Chiddush, we're going towards Kabbalat HaTorah. Torah comes down to this physical world, relates to us as physical beings, and the entire world of Halacha is an action-defined world. And here, this concept of tzipi, of looking towards, of miyachel, the Rambam says, being filled with excitement, is given halachic expression. Go ahead and take a hot shower, put on nice clothing to show, give expression to our excitement of the fact something very special is happening here. We're being mekabel pnei hamelech. And here, we can ask, if we're talking about excitement, and we mentioned the idea of tzipia, and when we mention tzipia, we think of, tzipia. What do you think of when you hear tzipia? Expecting, what's one of the big things that we're expected to expect? Tzipia li Yeshua. Tzipita li Yeshua. A Jew is expected to live in a way that we're anticipating greatness. Where is that idea from? That's the next source that you have on the sheet. The Gemara will start in the middle. The Gemara starts off with a pasuk that makes a reference, a remez, to the Shisha Sidre Mishnah. And since it mentioned, as far as Seder Nezik in the remez, and the pasuk is in Yeshayahu, is Yeshuot, ze seder nezikin. Rava comments regarding Yeshua, and actually it's connected to all of them. All of these are points that Rava is saying that they are major, they're points in our lives that are so important that when we, after 120 years, when we get to the yeshiva, to the Olam HaElyon, we're asked right away a couple of basic questions about the way we lived our lives. Amar Rava, b'sha shamachnisim adam ledin, after 120 years, omrim lo, nasata v'natata be'emuna? Were you, what does that mean? Nasata v'natata be'emuna?
Did you do business?
Were you honest in business? Kavata itim l'torah? Did you set aside time for Torah study? Asakta bepiria verivia, were you involved in populating the world? Tzipita li Yeshua, did you wait anxiously towards the geula? And it continues the list. Pelpalta bechachma, evanta davar mitoch davar. A remez to each of the six words that were mentioned in the pasuk that we learned. The Shisha Sidre Mishnah, a remez to the Shisha Sidre Mishnah. But regarding this point, tzipia, tzipita li Yeshua, again, we see it's so important, the primary idea, one of the first things that we're asked about how we lived our life. Were we waiting anxiously for the geula? What's the source for this? As far as being honest, we have to be honest in business. So we can bring all kinds of proofs of different psukim that tell us that we have to be, we can't steal, we have to be honest. Great. Koveitim Latorah, there are sources for that. But where is this idea? What's the makor? What's the source for this idea? Who says that we have to live life with this great anticipation, waiting for geula? That's a chiyuv if you're a labavitch chassid. You have to be filled. Okay, when is Mashiach coming? When is Mashiach? Mashiach now. Okay, the labavitch rebbe put this up on the top burner as something that he felt that has to be emphasized more, to wait anxiously for geula. But what's the source? So it's not on the sheet. I'm sorry, I didn't manage to get onto the sheet. But there's a sefer, the Smak, the Sefer Mitzvot Ktanot, and the first mitzvah in the Smak. The Smak brings down mitzvat asei aleph. He speaks about this chiyuv of tzipia liyeshua, and the Smak says, "Do you know where the source is from?" None other than Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Otzeiticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Where? Where is that? I don't hear the chiyuv of Tzipia Yeshua from the first of the Aseret HaDibrot. Says the Smak, don't just stop there. Don't be so narrow-minded. Don't be so superficial. Think a little bit about what's going on and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from us. In the words of the Smak, in the Gemara that we just saw, Shabbat, Daf Lamed Aleph, Sheshoalin lo le'adam, again, sorry, this is not on the sheet, I'll read it clearly, Sheshoalin lo le'adam la'achar mita be'et dino, tzipita li'yeshua, says the Smak, ask the Smak, ve'heichan k'tuva mitzvah zot, where is this mitzvah written of tzipia li'yeshua? Elo, says the Smak, Shma mina bezet talun. And here's the Shekeshem sheyesh lanu lehaamin shehotziyanu mimitzrayim sheneemar anochi Hashem Elokecha asher hotzeiticha me'eretz Mitzrayim kach yesh lanu lehaamin sheyotziyenu v'yikabtzenu mibein hagoyim sheneemar v'shav v'kabetzcha mikol haamin. In other words, the Smak is saying, if you're really connected, we're coming out of Pesach, if we're really coming out of Leila Seder, we're trying to, Ki'ilu, right, everyone, Ki'ilu Hayasham, to really experience, if we're really connected to the fact that we were in Mitzrayim and slavery, and Hashem took us out, and that was the birth of the Jewish people, Yom Huledet Otach, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Otzeiticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So the thinking, Rabbi Tinley used to say, the observant Jew, as observes, right, notices, thinks, the thinking Jew realizes that there's a purpose here. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. There's every single business these days has very often posted the mission statement. For what are we about? What are we trying to achieve? So we realize that apparently the master of the world has a mission statement as well. He's trying to achieve something. And it's not just the taking us out of Mitzrayim. That's it. Ella, as Moshe Rabbeinu said, Shlach et ami ve'yavduni. We're meant to be, there's a process that started there. And we are leaving Mitzrayim. And we are on the way. We're on the way. We're counting down, we're marching towards Maimed Har Sinai. To be Chatan V'Kala Tachat HaChupa. We're marching towards Eretz Yisrael. What's going to continue, the march is going to continue until we reach Al HaMenucha V'Al HaNachala, until we reach V'Shav Hashem V'Shav V'Kabetzcha Mikol HaAmin, towards the Geula. If we're really connected to Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Otzeiticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, the Yitziat Mitzrayim experience, that we see it as a process, There's a process that we are part of and we're going towards. So then how could you not? The natural result is Tzipita Yeshua. We're waiting, we're living with anticipation, looking towards. We're going out when we wake up in the morning and we look out the window, we want to see what's going on, how we can go ahead and implement and continue and be partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help him achieve what he is interested in us expressing as Am Zu Yatzarti Li Tihilati Saperu. We are his men on the court. We're his shlichim. We're his messenger. We're his ambassadors. What can we do to help bring about this process? And when we read a headline in the newspaper, we process it through this perspective. Understand what's going on? And we know that we don't know. But at the same time, as much as we know that we don't know, we are also expected to try to understand, to read the map, to read between the lines. This is just now Rav Soloveitchik's 20th Yahrzeit. One of my favorite Rav Soloveitchik stories. Rav Schechter writes, let's take a quick break. Baruch Atah. I'm reading in suspense for the story. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiya Bidvaro. Hashem should bless me that I should have as much kavan in every bracha that I make as when I'm in front of such a chashav group. Amen. Amen. Rav Soloveitchik writes in Nefesh HaRav, that besides being a genius of a Talmud Chacham, Rav Soloveitchik was an amazing, besides on the side of Halacha, he was an amazing darshan. Gave drashos, beautiful, beautiful drashot. There are books that are written that I record many of the drashot. Just say so after one of Dafka, not a regular shir, after one of Rav Soloveitchik's drashot, one of his Talmidim, Rav Shusheim, Rav Zerubbabel Shusheim, ran over when I was in YU. Rav Shusheim was a Rebbe in YU. And sadly enough, was taken from us. He wasn't an old man. And Rav Shusheim was against the Talmud of Rav Soloveitchik. He was so excited after the drasha. He ran over to Rav Soloveitchik. He's wow, Rebbe, what, that was so amazing, right? That was, wow, what an amazing, amazing drasha. Like, wow, where'd that come from? So Rav Soloveitchik, in all of his sharpness, says, Zerubbabel, why don't you get so excited from my shiurim in halacha, from the morning shiur, from the gemara shiur, from the halacha shiur? Let's see, okay, you know, shiur day after day, and Bava Basra and Masechet Ketubot and whatever, the Brisker Lumbus, and see you flying. Wow, wow, that was so Rav Shusheim said, it's great of Rav Shusheim that I'm just thinking so quickly, and Rav Shusheim on spot said, within the sugyas of halacha that we learn, there's so much out there. There's so many svarim of within the Rishonim and the Achronim, so much lumdus, so many different opinions, different explanations, and the sugyas are built up very well. But here in the drash dafka, Rav Soloveitchik was relating to events that are happening now, and all kinds of right, like mashal, let's say relevant to now. Yamin Elu Avia, Kol Dodi Dofik, speaking about what's happening in Eretz Yisrael and all kinds of the symbolism to ideas in Tanakh, and beautiful the way, just brilliant the way Rav Soloveitchik puts it together. So Rav Shusheim said, here within the drash, there's not that much, and like it's amazing where this is coming from. So Rav Soloveitchik's response was, Zerubbabel, my father didn't only teach me how to read the lines, my father also taught me how to read between the lines. It's a beautiful understanding of the difference between Torah, all of Shas has the halacha side and agada. The halacha, what we have to do, on the side of Agada Jewish thought. Explaining my father, the halacha is the line. What we have, the bottom line. What we have to, again, that relates, as we said before, to the action-defined world. What we have to do. And the between the lines, is, as opposed to the letter of the law, it's the spirit of the law. And to be in touch with the spirit of the law, we have to have an open, I need open heart, open ears, open eyes. Two people can go through the same exact experience. Two people can leave Mitzrayim. And one is showing the pictures of the pyramids and just focused on, you know, the details, the dry details, and the other one, realizes the greatness of the experience and is looking towards the future of what we can do with this tremendous energy and the responsibility that comes along with the revelation to that greatness. This is the genius of Rav Shlomo Alkabetz combining Geula and Shabbat together. Shabbat also can be experienced as a dry, technical, this is what, don't do this, and do this, and okay, check a Shabbos checklist, and you know, you kept Shabbos. Mitzad Sheni, we can experience Shabbos, and Shabbos can be Me'ein Olam Haba. A connection to the depth. There's something here to speaking to the spirit. There's the lines of Shabbat and there's the between the lines. And when we connect to the between lines, the spirit of Shabbat, so then when a Jew taps into that, then she is looking towards to reconnect. When is Shabbos coming? I want to reconnect with that experience. The revelation being the exposure to greatness brings about anticipation, longing to reconnect, and not just reconnect, and to continue it further. We can experience, and it's obviously applicable in any area. We can have a tefillah, which the tefillah, we can say the words, and we said the words, and we can put a check next to the tefillah. Or we can experience tefillah, tap into that me'ein olam haba, the depth of what, same, just as in the world in general, when we have, if there's someone that we know in general, when we have conversations with them, it's a meaningful conversation. We become deeper people by speaking with that person. We can all plug in our own minds. We all have people like that in our lives. That, we know, when we speak with them, there's something that it is... Not doesn't have to be all the time, but there's a certain quality about the people that ends up we grow as human beings in the human side, not even connected to the Torah side. Just there's something here, a certain whether the wisdom or certain whatever reason it is. So then, when we're not with that person, we haven't been with them for a while, we're longing, we miss them, we want to reconnect. We're longing is anticipation to go and see that person because we've experienced something special beforehand. So that's what the Rambam is incorporating here, the halacha. We're expected to tap into this greatness, the experiential, the Me'ein Olam Haba, the between the line side of Shabbat, and therefore look towards, looking forward, filled with anticipation. Towards Shabbat, lechabed et haShabbat, and so too in within, right, as within Geula, when we're connected as Jews to on a national level to where we're coming from, we're expected to be filled with a sense of longing and drive to continue that process, kadima, ahead, to be part of the chibur, the vav ha-chibur, to make it happen. And we said, during these days of Iyar, we're seeing, some suggest, and halavai, we see it, this being proven right, b'karav b'yameinu, but halavai, right, we see the transformation of these days from days of avelut, from lo nagu, talmidei Rabbi Akiva kavod lezelazer, back to the days of yontif. And how does that happen? If the days of mourning of Svira came about from apparently, as difficult as it is to say, but we have to look at the pshat. The story is not yotzi midei pshuto. Talmidei Rabbi Akiva lo nahagu kavod ze bezeh. They were small-minded. Right? To be learning as the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva all day in the Beit Midrash, and not to have the proper whatever it is, even if it's a level which is much higher than we can expect to reach, but obviously there was definitely a problem in terms of what they were expected to reach. Lo nagu kavod ze bezeh. They missed something. They missed it. They didn't get it. They remained small-minded. It means the fixing of that is the harbot kavod l'torah, to broad-minded, to think bigger. That thinking bigger means improving our skills in reading between the lines. And appreciating the fact that if after only a couple of years ago we were being slaughtered in Europe, and all of a sudden, but after everything that Am Yisrael went through, we're back here, Am Yisrael is back. We jump onto a plane, and we're back in Eretz Yisrael. And with all of the craziness in this country, and there's plenty of it, and all of the politics, but we have to have a sense of perspective, of appreciating where we're coming from. And appreciating the fact that we can, the process continuing, that a Jew can come to the Kotel HaMaravi, Yom Yerushalayim, Chav Chet Iyar, return to Yerushalayim. And when we're connected to where we're coming from, then we're longing, we're filled with a sense of tzipia, and want to figure out, what can we, each and every one of us, in our lives, what can we do to help the process along? To be part of that Vav HaChibur of Chodesh Iyar. And to finish up, I want to share with you a couple of words that I heard. I actually heard it on the radio a few years ago in 1996. Words which I thought in 2 or 3 minutes summed up Jewish history and helped give me a sense of perspective. I was driving here in Israel. I was driving and I turned on the radio, and there was a report live from Germany, 1996. Ezer Weizmann, the president of Israel at the time, was visiting Germany, and it was the first time that a president of Israel was addressing the German parliament after the East Germany, East and West, was unified into one Germany. First time that an Israeli president was addressing the German parliament, and he started off his speech with the following words, giving an appreciation for where Jews are coming from and where we are now. He said, Hagoral, plug in some English here and there, but Hagoral holidoti, destiny, or Hashkacha. And I mentioned this to Rav Gantz. There was Rav Gantz said, Hagoral, who Hagoral? He knows, right? In Purim we talk about how everything which seems to, it's all part of Hashkacha. Hagoral holid oti ve'etachai, b'nei dori, my brothers in this generation. Bayamim hagdolim, bahem shavu hayehudim le'artzam, והקימו אותה מחדש. שוב אינני היהודי הנודד בדרכי העולם. I'm no longer the wandering Jew. המהגר ממדינה למדינה, who emigrates from country to country, ומגורש מגולה לגולה, and is sent into exile from one, expelled from one exile to another. אבל כל יהודי, continued Ezra Weitzman, אבל כל יהודי, בכל דור ודור, חייב לראות עצמו, כאילו היה שם, במקומות ובאירועים, in the places and the events, שקדמו לו, came before him. לפיכך, עודני נודד, therefore I'm still wandering, אבל לא בדרכים הנידחות של העולם, not in the far paths of the world, עתה אני נודד במרחבי הזמן. Now I'm wandering in the dimensions of time. נא מן דור לדור, moving from generation to generation, נוסע בנתיבי הזיכרונות, traveling through the paths of memories. הזיכרון מצמצם את המרחקים. Memory shrinks distance. רק 200 דורות עברו מראשית תולדות עמי, והם דומים בעיניי כימים אחדים. רק 200 דורות עברו מאז שקם אדם ושמו אברהם ועזב את ארצו ומולדתו והלך אל הארץ שהיום היא ארצי. רק 200 דורות עברו מאז שאברהם קנה את מערת המכפלה בעיר חברון עד לסכסוכים הרצחניים, until the murderous quarrels that are המתרחשים בה בדורי, that are taking place there in my days. רק 150 דורות, 150 generations, מעמוד האש של יציאת מצרים עד עמודי האשן של השואה. ואני שנולדתי מזרעו של אברהם ובארצו של אברהם, הייתי בכולם. הייתי עבד במצרים וקיבלתי את התורה בהר סיני. עברתי את נהר הירדן עם יהושע, נכנסתי לירושלים עם דוד וגליתי ממנה עם צדקיהו, ולא שכחתי אותה על נהרות בבל. ושוב השם את שיבת ציון חלמתי בין בוני חומותה. לחמתי ברומאים, fought against the Romans, וגורשתי מספרד, I was sent into exile from Spain, הועליתי על המוקד במגנציה, he minds, I was burned at the stake in Magenta and Mines. למדתי תורה בתימן ושקלתי את משפחתי בקישינב, lost my family in the pogroms in Kishinev. ונשרפתי בטרבלינקה ומרדתי בוורשה, I rebelled in Warsaw. ועליתי לארץ ישראל, היא ארצי, אשר ממנה גליתי, בה נולדתי, ממנה אני בא, ואליה אשוב. And perhaps for us here in the room, we could add on a little bit of a different ending from that, rebelling in Warsaw and Aliti le'eretz Yisrael, but Maradti Bavarsha, I rebelled in Warsaw. I escaped to America and worked hard until I became financially successful. I established shuls and yeshivot and lost most of my brothers to assimilation. I taught my children to love Israel and daven towards Yerushalayim, asking the one above to bring us home immediately. I was filled with pride when I heard of my people's victory during the Six-Day War and Tzahal's return to the Kotel Hamaravi. And I cried bitter tears upon hearing that young Jews were killed by heartless terrorists. I demonstrated on behalf of Russian Jewry, demanding that they be let free, and I always kept on top of the news concerning my brothers and sisters in the Mideast. I donated money to poor people in Israel and visited whenever I could. I was nervous about the peace process, and I debated the right of Jews in Chutz La'aretz to interfere with Israel's future. I couldn't wait to finish high school, to spend time living and learning in this special place, and I said goodbye to my family as I embarked on an unknown journey to a land that I had been taught to love. I jumped onto a plane, returning to my homeland on a trip easier than my forefathers could ever imagine. When I arrived, I sweat like never before, and it took me some time to get used to the food. I made new friends and got to know our modern, ancient land. I broadened my knowledge and understanding of Torah through the guidance of my teachers and deepened my Avodat Hashem and Yirat Shamayim, making it so much more alive. It's good to be home, so natural and real. And now I wonder how I can incorporate all of this into my future, not to be left as a foreign observer in New York, Chicago, London, or LA, but rather build a house of Torah here in Eretz Yisrael, center stage, the palace of the king. Yar Tov, great Yom Hatzma'ut, in the days of Iyar in front of us, Yom Yerushalayim, and Shavuot. Thank you very much for your attention. Have a good night.